This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As a top U.S. delegation is meeting with Mexico's president about a surge of migrants reaching the U.S. southwestern border, Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says he's willing to help limit the surge, as he has done before. But he says he wants to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, which are two of the top sources of migrants. He would also like to see more development aid for the region. The U.S. team is headed by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The Hamas-run Gaza Strip's health ministry said Wednesday the death toll from the war with Israel now tops 21,000. With a spokesman reporting 195 deaths over 24 hours. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A Russian politician calling for peace in Ukraine has lost her appeal against the election official's refusal to accept her nomination for the country's presidential race that President Vladimir Putin is all but certain to win. Former regional legislator Yekaterina Donsova has called for peace in Ukraine. Russia's Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected Donsova's appeal against the Central Election Commission's refusal to accept Donsova's initial nomination by a group of supporters over paperwork errors. Prominent critics who could challenge Putin are either in prison or living abroad, and most independent media have been banned. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA.